Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, assorted bad guys, sodomites, revisionists, self-proclaimed historians. You get the point. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new website. They interact one with another, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook accounts, which are Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Got a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis, as you well know. But to you first-time listeners, you didn't know that until now. Again, so Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If at any time over the next hour you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, before we jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to have Brian Clawitter, the diesel tech owner in Jenison, Michigan, who's been inundated, polarized, and demonized by the state-controlled media over the last 7 weeks. We did an event with him last week in Michigan. Folks, it's continuing on, and we have some things that have come to the surface, and we want to share with you, the listener, as to what is going on and what the process is and who your enemy is. I think you're going to be shocked, but we'll be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going over there, friends. We have sodomites, advanced pedophilia, praise have half-naked 12-year-old boy dance in front of them, and they seem to be titillated by this, friends. This is all in Brazil, of course. But coming to America soon, unless you stand up and actually condemn what these criminals mean to advocate. South Carolina County seeks to ban shooting guns on personal property. Oh, that's a big no-no. Whoever's trying to advocate that concerning representation in South Carolina needs to be impeached and removed immediately. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Communist News Network. It's brave and courageous to attack and shoot at a cop. Check out the video, friends. You need to look at some of these pictures as well. There's pictures and videos, and I'm telling you what, a picture is worth a thousand words. In these cases, it is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Sodomite valedictorian. Evan Young's grad speech highlights left's inherent narcissism. Pride. Arrogance. Okay? Wow. These people have no shame, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Which one of your excuses do you think will be acceptable to God on Judgment Day? Interesting. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Feds keep personal information forever. So what? First of all, friends, they have no business doing this. Second of all, everything that we do as a ministry, we do it in the light. So we're not hiding anything here. And that's how you should live your lives. It's the safest place to be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Veteran threatened with arrest for living off the grid. Folks, you got some weird folks in government, and they act like they're above the law. We talk about that quite a bit on this show as well. But friends, it's time to put them in their spot and actually deal with them. But we have the lawless attempting to enforce the law against the lawful. And we need to set that record straight. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama's national intelligence directors report exclude Iran as terror threat. Well, everybody knows who Valerie Jarrett is. That's Barack Hussein Obama's mama. We know that she's Iranian, and we also know that she's a Muslim. She's the one calling the shots in the White House. Well, of course they're going to exclude Iran. Put two and two together, friends. Numbers don't lie. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 2016 Republican contenders. Where did all these people come from? Interestingly enough, friends, everybody's complaining, just for the record. Everybody's complaining about the establishment, and yet when the establishment comes to endorse a new candidate, some being old, the American people jump all over it, or so you're told through false misconstrued polls, or I'm sorry, construed polls, contrived polls. In other words, they're fake, friends. But again, friends, we need to understand that these Republican contenders, it's the establishment promoting the majority of these people. And I want to remind you that it's the establishment that you're complaining about. So are we talking about an extension of who those that you're complaining about that are running for the next presidential candidacy here? Because if it is, you need to think before you act. Okay. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The next great European financial crisis has begun. Folks, we need to understand as well that this is all contrived. Any kind of crisis, for the most part, is contrived. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, there's nothing that happens in politics lest it's first planned. Yes, God is above all this. But God also will allow things like this to take place because the church, in its apathetic state, namely in America today, is tolerating the crimes that these people are committing. Now, I also understand that these are the same people, talking about the professed church, that want to be raptured out of the situation that's taking place in this country. See, they love their country and they love their people so much that they want to be taken out, as if to say that God is going to rapture them from responsibility, or as if to say God is going to raise up an army, then take them out when the battle comes. No, he's going to prove his army, just ask Gideon. He's going to prove his army, just ask David. He's going to prove his people, just ask the children of Israel. He's going to prove the church, just ask the 11 of the 12 disciples that were martyred, right? They're not going to be raptured from responsibility, friends. They're going to be tried in the fire. But I want you to rest assured, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you don't bow to Nebuchadnezzar and the false gods, you don't burn, because the fourth man always shows up. And do understand that's where he does show up, understanding the power of God unto salvation, because we love his appearing. And as the Bible tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. And we get the opportunity to be tried in the fire, to be just like him. Amen? Cool. Now, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up, shouting me down, saying, Brother Dean, bring it down. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Third Muslim arrested in jihad attack on AFDI Garland free speech event. Of course, folks, these people are being bred in Texas. All right. The Pope's view of the environment will hurt the poor. Folks, notice how he's falling into line with the global New World Order narrative. Of course, he's a political pawn, and you need to do your homework once again. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, too, transracial white NAACP Spokane president resigns after facing death threats. Now we're finding out, folks, that she's tampering with her skin color as well as her hair. Pretty weird stuff. But say bye to her, because she's gone now. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what's been going on in Jenison. At the half-hour mark, we're going to bring up Brian Clawitter to give you an update, friends. I think you are going to be surprised at what's transpired here.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day, and equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
So, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. The sodomites wanted the organizer's house to be burned down with his wife and children in it. This was a Facebook post. Now, friends, over the last 14 years of ministry, I've presented my message thousands of times to high schools, colleges, tea parties, churches, prisons, juvenile detention centers, as well as radio and television interviews across the country and around the world at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go ahead and take a look. Most people have received my message with ready minds and with open hearts, of course, and that is up until this last week, where we had Dave Davenmeyer, Coach Dave, you might know him as, and I were in Jenison, Michigan to speak out against, well, at the event called God and Country. Brian Clawitter set this up out there. The group we spoke to were comprised of 200-page college protesters. 200 paid college protesters, I said paid, who were bussed in, a school superintendent who was going to go along to get along, a police force that stood down when they should have stood up, and a mayor who was condemning the event organizers at every step of the way. Read Isaiah 59:15 when you get a moment. Now, on top of all of this, the useful idiots, I didn't call them that, Vladimir Lenin did, of the state-controlled media were lined up to highlight the protesters of the community against myself, Davenmeyer, and Brian Clawitter at an event that Brian Clawitter had put on. Folks, we were guarded by 12 security guards and 12 sheriff deputies. Now, for the most part, the media sought to turn the sodomite supporters' lie into the truth. Again, read Isaiah 5:20. We later discovered the sodomite activists, excuse me, were threatening local church leaders to either bow and protest with the sodomites or they would be labeled as anti-gay and anti-Christian churches that do not stick to the doctrine of loving all people. Friends, again, read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. And only two of the churches out of 824 aided the protesters. The other 22 churches, remained silent in the advancement of the gates of hell. Now, however, through their silence, they were helping this abominable activity along. And despite the opposition, we were not deterred, friends. Listen carefully. We were not deterred. It only encouraged us to go forward all the more. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Now, there were about 300 people who showed up for the events, and of that number, there was about 100 protesters that were inside. And each speaker took to the stage to present their message, and as each man spoke, the protesters would attempt to silence them with chanting and outbursts. This is called, by the way, friends, jamming. Again, this methodology is called jamming. Now, I began to give them something that they didn't want conveyed to the 200 supporters that showed up. I began to expose their crimes. And after exposing the crimes of the sodomites, along with referencing state law, that's what Brian Clawitter actually did, I began to reprove the churches for not reproving the works of darkness, which is found in Ephesians 5:11, and also check out Amos 5:10. I demonstrated that they were responsible for what I was dealing with in that room. Luke 7:35, and I was dealing with the fallout. I also reproved the police for what they were tolerating, and keep in mind, friends, that we discovered during the event that the police were ordered by the local prosecutor to stand down and were told to let the protesters do what they wanted to do without repercussion or consequence of violating law. And despite being given such orders, these men swore to uphold the law, and they were obligated to deal with this taking place at the event, yet they did it not. And finally, I spoke at the state-controlled media. And when I say I spoke at the state-controlled media, that's exactly what I did. Who for 7 weeks were polarizing and demonizing an individual because of his views of morality, which are protected under the First Amendment. And of course, for the most part, they were not providing the public with the truth, but were engaging in open attacks upon Brian Clawitter. These useful idiots have a 21% approval rating, yet people are buying into their lies about Brian and about the speakers. One propagandist even stated that I recently wrote that if gay marriage is implemented, then there will be a second Holocaust. I never wrote such things, friends. I called him out asking, where is Andrew Kreitz? Andrew, where are you at? Where is Andrew Kreitz, Grand Rapids, Michigan, reporter, a useful idiot there, a propagandist, who has no credibility whatsoever. I began to ask, where's Andrew? Where he at, Andrew? I asked several times and was told later by a reporter that he had fled out the back door following my exposure of his crime of libel. It was reported that he came back in at a distance at the end of the event. So much for his credibility, friends. He has zero. Adults at the event who claimed to be teachers were escorting college students, paid protesters, right? We discovered they were not teachers at all. As a matter of fact, we captured their names during the time of the event, only to find out that they were lying about who they were. Instead, they were provocateurs who, when confronted, left their post, which soon resulted in those college students acting rationally. Of course. So when the provocateurs were no longer there to lead the little sheeple along, well, once they left, guess what happened, friends? The irrational became rational. Because we find that it's the provocateurs that are actually stirring these young people up to do the things that they do. And this, again, is nothing new under the sun. So I have to ask the question concerning the things that I'm highlighting right now. Who's behind all of this? Who's behind all of this fabrication, this contrived fabrication? Yeah, we know the state-controlled media followed the narrative. Yep, we all understand that. We know that the police stood down when they should enforce the laws. Yep, we know that. We know that the superintendent capitulated when he should have stood up for those that are being subjected to nothing. I'm sorry, subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We know that. We also know that the mayor was marking the steps of Brian Clawitter at every step, condemning the righteousness in which Brian was advocating. In other words, Brian was preaching out against what God condemns, and rightly so. And we know all of this. We also found out that the reporters were gay. So what kind of a slant do you suppose that they're going to put on their fabricated stories, these useful idiots? Who's behind all of this? Who's responsible for all of these things taking place in Jenison, Michigan? I can tell you, friends. It's those who tolerate the lawlessness. Matthew 24:12. Who's behind all of this? Let me say it again. It is those who tolerate the lawlessness that they perpetuate. Matthew 24:12. Where is the resolve in these kinds of circumstances? The resolve is in those who are willing to take it to the enemy. Again, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. God's not a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie. Matthew 6:18, read that. And truly all honor lies on the battlefield, said Abigail Adams, wife of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Read Zechariah 4:6. And friends, let me remind you that nowhere can you find the Lord fail a faithful man or woman of God in Scripture. Nowhere. And friends, I want to tell you this for the record. I have found over and over and over and over again that he is true to his word. Read 1 Peter 1:25. But people say, well, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. King David prayed that in Psalm 119, verse 126. True that. America, God is at work. He's always at work. And by the way, he's not going to deny himself. He does remain faithful. Yet, he does not always work independently of his creation. Read Jeremiah 5:1. He's looking for the faithful among men. So I say all this to say this, that there's no excuse as to why we are in the national predicament that we're in today. Really what it comes to more than anything is America has failed God. God has not failed America. I know everybody's looking for somebody else to do the job for them. And that's exactly what the American people are doing today, saying, where is God? Where is God? Where is God? I want to tell you, to those that raise that argument, you are the ones that are responsible for the things that we deal with 24/7 in this country. Because America, God has never failed my ministry one time, regardless if you help or not. But I can say at the end of the day that you've done it to yourself because you've allotted, through apathy and tolerance, the crimes of those that you knew were committing the crimes. And you thought it would never touch you. Read Isaiah 42. Again, America has failed God. God has not failed America. I say this. If you want peace, then you need to prepare for war. And in the event concerning the end, the narrative played out by the state-controlled media along with the provocateurs stirring this all up, the only thing I can say is how shameful for both sides of the aisle that fight like a bunch of little kids fighting over a toy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, highlighting some of the things that were taking place in Jenison last week. And what's happening, friends, is there's things that are being uncovered on a daily basis in Jenison. And I thought it was pretty interesting to actually get Brian Clawitter on the phone for you guys to let you know exactly what is going on out there right now. We found out that one of the provocateurs that was appointed to jam this God and Country event in Jenison, Michigan, we found out that she was a lesbian that still continuously cheats on her husband. I guess it's cool with him that he does this, though, and she wants to tell the kids what real love is all about. She's also the one that's been out there putting a string of emails talking about how now the speakers want to see the gays to be killed. So she's actually adding her own fuel to the fire, which she will at length be held accountable for. And we also found out that there's others involved that were now paying others to be a part of protests. And by the way, I said during the first segment that if those that were a part of the church that didn't want to physically go protest, they, as long as they gave their approval, then someone would actually pay someone to go stand out there with a sign representing their church protesting this event. And folks, you do need to understand what this is all about. What this is all about is turning Christians into haters, into the sodomites, into those that understand real love. And we also noticed that the sodomites are now dictating what the churches do and don't do. They're attempting to do this by using extortive measures, by telling them to do something at their biddings, and if they don't, then this is what's going to happen. So it's pretty crazy stuff happening out there right now, friends. Pretty crazy stuff. And then we found out, as I shared with you a couple days ago, the state-controlled media in retaliation concerning the victory that we wrought there in Genesis, because we set a lawful precedent along with Liberty Council that we would not be deterred from our rights that God gave us in any sense of the word. And by the way, it's the third one that we have sent nationwide in the public arena, namely concerning our posterity. And this is how you do it. But we find, friends, that along with the mayor and the police and the state-controlled media folks and the superintendent, that they're all in this together. And it's absolutely amazing, because I've never seen anything like this before in all of my life. But here we have it. We're in this now. And again, this is happening because of the encouragement of those that stand down when they should stand up. I said to you right before the break that if you want peace, then what you need to do is prepare for war. And in the end, the event was a narrative, friends, of what I stated during the last segment. It was a narrative. That's all it was. Bought and paid for. Played out by the state-controlled media. Bought and paid for. With the use of useful idiots, propagandists. Along with two provocateurs stirring this all up. Two provocateurs, bought and paid for, were used to stir this up. And of course, what they did is they promoted in the papers that Brian, after the fact, was now selling his business, which in truth is the furthest thing from the truth. The state-controlled media went after Brian's business in Jenison, Michigan, and reported on the airwaves that he was now selling his business. In other words, to give the impression that Brian Clawitter's out of Dodge. He's tucking tail and he's getting out of here. That is the furthest thing from the truth. That is malicious intent. In every sense of the word. And by the way, friends, they will be held accountable for their actions. Now, however, this is the positive of my 90% law, 10% grace here. Because we took it back and attacked with the truth, we won the day, and their narrative is now backfiring, because what they wanted to do was jam our message, and what we did is we jammed theirs. And that's what happens when you take it back to the enemy. Facts are stubborn things, and we understand that to be the case. And again, thanks to Liberty Council, friends, we just set another national precedent on the top of them, which meant to prevail against lawlessness. Read Isaiah 51:4. This is absolutely incredible that this is happening in America today, but it is. And again, friends, do remember that the narrative was that the sodomy is against the law in all 50 states. Not one state has lawfully implemented anything to do with homosexuality. Folks, what they're doing is exactly what they did at the event concerning the laws of sodomy in the United States of America. Just don't enforce the laws. Just don't enforce the laws. Just don't enforce the laws. Just let it go. Then let these people that are sodomites come forward and scream out for their rights. And then what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll aid them in their endeavors to implement something that's illegal in this country. And that's exactly what the representatives are doing in this country today. And again, the representatives are only getting away with whatever you let them get away with. And again, friends, here we have it. The finger always comes back to us as individuals and us together, we the people in this country. The only things taking place in this country today, friends, are those things that are allotted to take place by the people that allow it. Can't get away from it. Matter of fact, I don't want to get away from it. You know, one of the articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, is just this. It says, what kind of excuse do you suppose you're going to have on the day of judgment? Which one of your excuses do you think will be acceptable to God on Judgment Day? And I'm speaking to everybody here. And by the way, for those that did not know, this is how you preach the Word of God. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. And Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. See, some of you are feeling shut up and you're putting me in the corner, Bradley, and why are you doing that? Because it's my job to do that, to slay sin, to lay to your candor that you might understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. And there's going to be no excuse. There's going to be no praying at that time because you've had your opportunity. And if you think I'm kidding, just go ahead and ask the rich man that was in hell asking for help to get out after the fact. And hell is the consequence of unrepented sin. And what is the preacher's job, friends? What is his job? What is he to preach? His job, my job, is to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And how can I get people to understand what repentance is if I don't first show them that they are the ones that violated God's moral law? See, that's why the Bible tells us in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, namely, that we are to preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I also want people to understand that hell, again, is only the consequence of unrepented sin before God. You are called to fear God, not fear hell. Let me say that again. You are called to fear God, not hell. You deserve hell. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they can do no more. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him and depart from wickedness, depart from evil. Because we understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And friends, let me give you another scripture that Jesus brought forth. That we know that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Remember that it was Jesus that said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But Jesus comes back and said, with man, it's impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. And do keep in mind as well, friends, that what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Again, friends, I say, lose the world and gain your soul. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Question your faith. Read 2 Corinthians 13:4. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not. Because the Bible says that we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God. I add unto salvation. See, this walk, this sojourning that we have, this allotted time that God has given us on this earth, is time to prove who we are as unto him and how much we really love him by living for him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But friends, I want to go back talking about responsibility here. What is going to be your excuses on the day of judgment? What's one of your excuses on the day of judgment do you think will be acceptable before God? Which one? I can tell you, Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot or one tittle, the smallest part of that law, not one jot or one tittle shall anywise pass away. In other words, he is going to fulfill it to the very smallest jot and tittle, even to the point where he said that we're to take each thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God. Because he's given us the power by grace to take every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and to pull down those imaginations and those strongholds. because we've been given all authority over the works of the enemy, not the other way around. Remember, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Now I hope that you understand real grace empowers you to overcome the sin, and so does the faith. Be right back. Final segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. So we just highlighted as to what's going on in Jenison, Michigan. We wanted to keep you updated as to what's transpiring over there. And because if I don't share that with you, then guess what I get? A whole mess of emails. Bradley, what's going on? What's going on? So I hope that answered 1,000 questions for you. And aside of that, we will just take it from there.
Amen. Well, we are definitely doing, and we're continuously doing. It seems like there is never a dull moment here in the Sons of Liberty because we are always moving forward. We're always promulgating the message of truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to say for those listeners who are out there who have been sons and daughters of liberty, faithfully giving and supporting this message, we sincerely from our hearts say thank you. We could not do what we do without your support. For those of you who are not yet sons and daughters of liberty, I want to direct your attention to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is on a monthly basis, you consistently and faithfully support this message getting out there, not only nationally, but also internationally. If you're not aware, the Sons of Liberty is also aired in 53 countries around the world. So this message, although our hearts are here at home in the United States of America, is still reaching out to the uttermost parts of the earth, literally
with this message of truth. And if you say, hey, I'd like to be a part of that, I'd like to know more of what I could do to help. Again, click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There are many different levels of sponsorship. You can be a basic member all the way to platinum and multi-platinum, depending upon how much you can give a month. And that helps to be able to do what we do on a consistent basis. All your donations are tax deductible. We appreciate your support. And the best thing about it is you can feel good about what you're supporting. You know that you're not supporting a wishy-washy ministry that's going to fold and bow and bend. No, you know that you're supporting a ministry that is literally standing against the oppositions of wicked people, I should say, and wickedness on a day-in and day-out basis. And maybe some of you say, well, I'd like to support. I don't know if I can quite do it on a monthly basis, but please, I'd like to be able to help out and support in any way I can. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the button that says donations gratefully received, and you can make a secure one-time donation. Now, we all know that summer is quote-unquote kind of officially here. What a great opportunity you may have this summer to seek and save that which is lost and evangelize even more. During the summertime, there's many different holidays. People go to the lake, their cabin. They're reaching out and seeing people that maybe they don't see on a consistent basis. We want to make sure that you have all the materials that you need to be able to seek and save that which is lost. So please check out our store. You're going to find T-shirts, hats, CDs, DVDs, our My War documentary series, which is a five-part series taking you into the about 350 public high schools, university college campuses, and so on that we've done across this nation. You'll be shocked. You'll be appalled. You'll be moved to action as you see all sorts of things that are going on in the public school system today. But not only that, we hit the foundations of our country. You get some cool music videos by Junkyard Prophet, all sorts of great stuff. It's continuously airing on Dove Television for those of you who have Dove TV as well. But what I like about them is once you have the DVD set, you can do a home group this summer, do it for a church night with your youth group, do it at your tea party, you name it, your university college group. It's a great thing to provoke discussion and to move people to action to do something about the problems that we see. And finally, I want to highlight, too, our product of the week this week, which means that you sons and daughters of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week by calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747 is our What is the Price t-shirt. It's one of our most popular items. Check out the stunning image of it on our website. But on the front of it, it says, what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. And it has our veterans pushing up the flag at Iwo Jima. And on the back, it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God with the most, I don't say awesomest, is that a word?
No.
With the greatest
that
painting.
Sounds like a 15-year-old kid trying to say, that was like the awesomest dude.
It is the most awesome painting of Christ on the cross that I have ever seen in my entire life, done by Eric Hollander. And be a walking billboard for Christ wherever you go this summer, gas station, grocery store, at work, you name it. We are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we want to equip you to do the same. So please check out the websites, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We wanted to let you know, too, friends, this was actually just emailed to us. November 24th of last year, we found out that Terry Bean, a co-founder of the Human Rights Campaign, was arrested in a sexual abuse case on November 19th in Oregon, according to CNN. Well, good for them. Bean's a 66-year-old individual, and he's also a major donor to the Democratic Party and a gay rights activist. Again, friends, we have Terry Bean, the co-founder of the Human Rights Campaign, was arrested in his sex abuse case. Others are being arrested as we speak. Just wanted to let you know what this was all about, but they're being popped and uncovered, friends, again, as we speak. Now, Stephanie, really quick, just during the last couple minutes that we have, you wrote, which one of your excuses do you think will be acceptable to God on Judgment Day? And I started to highlight that just a little bit, but I'm kind of curious to know, what'd you write about?
Well, you know, everyone has their reasons that they think they can justify
themselves. What do you
themselves.
Think there? Like, what are the most common?
The most common, you know, I'm too busy. I've got my own life going on. I don't have time. I don't have money. I'm not a good public speaker. I mean, there's anything and everything that people can say why they cannot fight for this country.
Wait. What's the last thing you said?
I'm not a good public speaker. You know, I can't do this or that. So when you look at people,
I can't read. Yeah. I can't.
This is, and I really, in the article, I really actually cut off some of my sarcasm because I wanted to go further than what I did, but I kind of tactfully reeled back. But you know, when people say, I can't really do anything, I'm just too shy to speak, it's like, well, did God give you a mouth to speak, or did your tongue mysteriously fall out? I mean, do you have a tongue to be able to talk to your husband and wife at night, and you can't share with your neighbor the message of the gospel? Or when you're going to go to the cabin this summer, you can't talk to the family who has a cabin right next to you that you've seen for years, and they don't even probably know you're a Christian?
Sure.
Is that really Christ-like?
But let's be honest about this. But it is interesting what these people offer up as excuses. But it's also interesting to note what they're really good about. They know everything that's going on in the world, don't they?
Right, exactly.
And they preach that gossipy message, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They certainly do.
They absolutely do. So when we stand before God on Judgment Day, ultimately in the bottom line, we talked about this yesterday, is the motive behind everything that you do should be your love for God, your love for Christ and what Jesus did for you. Well, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You cannot say that you love the Lord if you do not keep his commandments. And when he told you to go into all the world and seek and save that which is lost, and to follow his commands and to fight against wickedness and the evil that you see, there is no excuse for you to remain silent, and there's no excuse to do nothing.
Well, the reason is because most people don't even know three of his commandments. They don't understand that we're to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. How are they to love their neighbors as themselves when they themselves don't have the love of Christ, which has been shed abroad in their hearts by Christ? Romans 5:5.
You know, that's a great point. In fact, we have a movie of the Ten Commandments. And in one of the special features of the Ten Commandments, Ten Commandments, CCDML, and also that animated feature of the Ten Commandments that came out a few years back, very good show. And on these special features, they were interviewing both teens and adults. And they said, okay, can you name three of the Ten Commandments? And they're like falling all over themselves. You know, these are churchgoers, like, I should know this. And, like, they're kind of laughing about it and chuckling about it. And they said, okay, can you name all of the ingredients that are on a, you know, all beef patty or something at McDonald's? They're like, lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or can you name the members of the Beatles? Or can you name this or that? Everyone could seem to memorize what's on, you know, the McDonald's burger or who's a part of the group of the Beatles, their names.
Yeah.
But when it came time to the Ten Commandments, these churchgoers, who I'm sure have been churchgoers for years, could not even
name. And they laughed about it.
Yeah, three of the Ten Commandments. So it's going back to the same old point that don't call yourself a Christian, first of all, if you don't know the Lord's commands. And secondly, if you're not willing to stand up and fight about the problems that we see. Because there will be no excuse that will be acceptable before God on Judgment Day. We have to understand, too, as well, in Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. We like to use that saying in the ministry, all roads lead to the judgment of Christ. So when you stand before God, will you see the Lord look upon you?
Keith Green said that, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you stand before God on Judgment Day, are you going to see, you know, the eyes of fiery indignation and wrath against you because you did nothing? Or is the Lord going to look at you and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Well, I guess, I don't guess, I know, that choice will be up to you. But you have to understand, no matter how good your excuses are, Moses said, I cannot speak, I'm slow of speech. You know, when you look at there's no excuse.
A real leader knows when someone offers up an excuse to shun it immediately.
That's right.
Wasn't it Ben Carson that rightly said, because this is good what he said. He said, you know, my mom always told me that when I'd run out of excuses, then I'll get something done.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. So when people come back with excuses, I have zero tolerance for it because it's like things do not work that way. I want to go back to something you were saying, too, because it tells us in Titus 1:16 that they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. In works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, reprobate. Why? Because there's no fruit. In other words, they claim that they're his, yet Christ doesn't bear witness to the fact that they belong to him. And why would he? He doesn't bear witness to the lie. He does that to the truth. Read 1 John when you get a minute. Friends, get Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.